Hello, this is Shane.
Hi, Shane. My name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications' Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm doing good, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. We've gotten numerous letters about you and your family nominating you for Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with what we do?
Absolutely. Every year I cry listening to it on the radio.
Are you ready to cry again?
I've been crying a lot, bud.
Well, I might just cry with you.
All right, let's do it.
So let's talk about Isabella first. What's going on with that young lady?
Yeah, so Isabella's 19. She's had about 30 surgeries throughout her life. 7 or 8 of them were pretty major surgeries. She's now in line for kidney transplant. We just flew back to Houston Medical in Texas to get her all tested for a kidney transplant. And my sons are going to test to see if they're a match, because we have to have a match from a sibling this time because of her antibodies. She's been in rejection for about 2 years with her kidney, and it's a transplant. So she's pretty sick little girl. She does really good, but it's taking her toll. She's in dialysis 3 and 4 days a week, and pretty tough on her.
That's got to be hard as a dad. I mean,
it's been hard on the whole family for sure, but she's a trooper, and she's just grateful to be still kicking and hanging out with her family.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love to hear that.
Yeah, she's got a long ways to go, but as soon as we get transplants, she'll be doing well.
Good. Now, let's step back a few weeks. Your son, Brandon, got in a really bad car accident.
Yeah, my son is a youth pastor at our church and loves the kids, loves music. He's a musician, singer, songwriter. He's got a couple albums out, and he has a clothing line. So he was at the church early in the morning after dropping Isabella off for dialysis. She goes in about 5 a.m. for dialysis. So he kills a couple 4 hours at the church doing music and stuff in the mornings. And he was on his way back to the house and came to the intersection at Melrose, and a pickup turned into him, and it was really foggy, couldn't see, and he should not be with us. That's just a fact. Everybody that saw the accident just said it's an absolute miracle that he even is living. And he's got a really bad TBI, traumatic brain injury. He's coming out of it. He's doing rehab right now. Today is exactly 4 weeks from when the accident happened on the 17th. We've been up at Legacy Emmanuel Hospital the whole time. I drive back once a week to manage my business. I have a welding shop, and I've got my lead man down there leading my company, and he's doing a great job. But I drive down to do the billing and the invoicing so that we can continue to keep our shop running, and then come back up. And hard, but lots of people and lots of support.
That's good.
Yeah, he's in physical therapy rehab right now as we speak. He just got a room 3 days ago. He's doing really well. We're hoping to maybe have him home for Christmas. We have a large family, and all of my children and my grandchildren will be there for Christmas. And so we're hoping to have Brandon home with us.
I'll pray for that return, and I hope that he makes it.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you, the people in our lives have been amazing. My son is alive because of prayer. That's the only thing that brought him through it, because he was having really major issues. He's got a broken shoulder, a broken elbow, a broken hand, 7 broken ribs. He had 69 stitches in his face. His teeth are busted out of his head. He's just such a light in so many people's view. And he's been a great example of what the love of God can do. And the prayers that we feel from our community have just been overwhelming. The support and the love. Every time we talk to him, he is so grateful for the people that are praying for him. So I will tell him that Rob is praying for him and a lot of other people.
Thank you. I would really appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Christmas coming up. Hoping and praying that Brandon will be down for that.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Is it looking pretty good, like he will?
It is, yeah. We talked to the nurses today, really amazed at his progress. He has all of his memories from before the accident. So he talks music, he talks different guitars and different pedal boards. And I mean, he can ramble all that stuff off to you. He just doesn't recall any of the accident. His short-term memory is a little messed up. Sometimes he doesn't know what he ate a couple days ago, but he's getting better. And so they're working with his brain to retrain it so that it doesn't fall into bad habits. His eyes, like if he closes one eye, he can see you just fine. If he closes the other eye, he sees you just fine. But when they're both open, his brain sees kind of a blurred double vision. That's really the only major obstacle. He's walking now, finally, 10 paces, turns around, goes back and does it again and sits down. And he's just his body's pretty broken up from the accident, so he can't put a lot of weight on his shoulder or his hand on the opposite hand. So he's having to do a lot of things with no hands. So he loses his balance a little bit, but that's all coming back, and they're very impressed with his recovery so far.
That's awesome. That's good news.
It is great news.
So I'm sure you guys are doing a lot of traveling between you and Christy both.
Yeah, about 400 miles every time we go somewhere, seems like.
How are you looking at hotel right now? Where are we at with that?
Saturday morning we have to check out, and we're planning on surprising some people down at home while Brandon's in rehab, because our time to visit with him is very limited. We only get about an hour, and then a couple hours later we get another hour with him. So it's a little difficult to sit with him the whole time because he's doing all this intense TBI training, and that's pretty much it. And then we're gonna go home for the weekend, and then we'll come back up Tuesday, and we're supposed to have a meeting with the trainers. And at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, they'll give us a real good idea of where he's sitting.
Do you have your hotel stay figured out from Tuesday to Christmas?
No, we don't, no.
What if Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program took care of that for you?
That would just be amazing.
Huge thanks to the Residence Inn, downtown Portland Pearl District. Your upcoming stay is all covered.
I really appreciate that, Rom. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I know that you do a lot of traveling, a lot of mileage you're racking up right now. Thanks to Roseburg Honda, we're going to get you a big fuel card.
It's a big weight lifted off of us. Thank you.
I'd also like to get you a gift card to Fred Myers. I understand that while you were up there, Brandon's clothes that you'd gotten him for his release got stolen.
Yeah, they broke into my car and stole them.
Well, you can get him some new ones, or if you have anything else that you need to do with it, Freddy's is good for almost everything.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And there's one right where we live in Roseburg, too, so it'll be amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know food's always a good thing. It's always good to have plenty of food around the table and stuff. Thanks to Red Barn Dispensary and also Roseburg Fence, we're going to get you a nice gift card to Sherm's Thunderbird.
Man, that's so amazing, Rob. Thank you. You guys are, I never thought I'd be on the end of this, this end of what you guys do. And every year I say to myself, man, I would love to be able to give to something like that. And I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, one day you might be able to, but right
Absolutely.
Now, the help is needed. I know you guys are well known throughout the community. You already do a lot of giving. You help a lot of people in many different ways with the church and everything else. So
yeah,
it's coming back to help one of their own in need.
Well, we are so grateful. Please tell everybody we are so grateful.
I'm going to let you do that, my friend. You're on the radio.
We are so grateful. The community has been such an outpouring of response in regards to my son and our family, and we are just so appreciative. Our family is just so grateful. So grateful.